This is Ozarks at Large. How It All Goes Down is the most recent album from the Show Ponies. The Los Angeles-based quintet has been touring in support of the new project, and earlier this week, their tour brought them to Northwest Arkansas. Lead singer Clayton Chaney grew up in the region, and over the past couple of years, he's returned home with his bandmates and performed a few concerts. While they were in town this week, Clayton, along with Andy Carter, Jason Harris, Kevin Brown, and Phil Glenn, came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda and perform some of their new songs.
This is The Time It Takes, and it's the first track off of our album, How It All Goes Down.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, the Show Ponies. They are back. Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having us again.
Absolutely. It's been a couple of years, and you guys have been busy, but you're back in town for a couple of shows, kind of winding down a tour. How's that been?
It's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
Been a good little tour. A lot of driving. Like, most of our drives have been in between cities have been like 6 to 7 hours, so getting some good quality van time together.
Mm-hmm. We can never get enough van time.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of stops, I guess, out from LA on the way out here.
Yeah, a few. We stopped in Arizona and then Colorado and then Texas and now, and then Missouri and now here. So
mm-hmm.
Just hit up those states. Yeah.
Well, you guys released a new album in January. So what's it like to have some new material to be playing while you're out there?
It's nice.
Yeah, it's refreshing. Same set can get old.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and a lot of it's kind of different than the stuff that we've done before. So it's kind of a way to stretch stretch ourselves out a little bit and play some stuff we're not used to playing. And it's sort of, I feel like it informs the stuff we have been playing, and we play that stuff a little bit differently because of the new stuff. And mm-hmm. yeah, it's refreshing to have some new material.
A little more rock and roll, mm-hmm. a little more energy, contrary to the way our voices sound on public radio.
Very soothing.
Well, I should tell folks that the name of the album is How It All Goes Down, and as you mentioned, it's a little different. Was that on purpose? Were you going for that rock and roll on to make it sound a little bit different from your previous projects?
Definitely wasn't an accident.
No, it wasn't an accident. I think it's something that I've always said, that in the first stage of the Show Ponies, I think we were really trying to honor the traditions of the past in Americana music. And but I feel like this album is us being trying to be true to those roots, but at the same time being a little bit more true to ourselves and our own influences that we've grown up with. So, for example, I mean, I grew up playing electric guitar more than acoustic, and with the Show Ponies, I pretty much only played acoustic, and then with this last record, I played a lot more electric and had Phil playing some piano. Kevin got to screw around a lot on drums and do some stuff that was a lot more involved than he'd done in previous Show Ponies records. And then I think Clay and Andy's songwriting both got had some more some stuff that was outside of the box from what we've done in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the train beat gets kind of old, three albums in a row, so yeah. we had to change it up.
Yeah, this is also the first record we had an outside producer involved. Usually it kind of just been us trying to figure it out on our own, and after a while you just get kind of too close to the material to be really objective about what works and what doesn't work. And so we had a guy named Andy Freeman who produced Isley. Used to work with Manchester Orchestra. So definitely not really a folk music kind of guy to come in and work with us. So that provided a really cool new perspective on the tunes.
So what is some of that perspective? What did you learn from him that you're like, oh, I hadn't thought of that? Or just how was it different having...
Well, he was a good coach, I feel like. Aside from having good ideas, he was with us when we were writing the songs, too. He would come over during practices and give his ideas. And I'm thinking of a specific instance, but the song Shoulda Showed Him, that run part, how we do it twice, we were all adamantly against that, like doing that section twice in the song. But he was like, no, we need to do that. We need to have it multiple times, and it can build trust me on this. And so we did, and now I think we're all really happy with the way it turned out. And and then as far as the coaching side, like I actually, when we were recording, I had a taser in my purse that my uncle gave me. I don't know why I had it on me at the time, but I did. And anyways, he had me hold it in the recording booth during the whole time I was doing my vocal track, and just little things like that kind of gave it a fun new performance quality to the album that we hadn't had in the past, I think.
Actually, a sample of the taser actually made it into that song.
Really?
So yeah, if you listen really closely, you can hear
the crack of it.
The crackle of a taser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were in a pretty sketch neighborhood in San Francisco, so yeah. I'm glad you had that taser.
Yeah.
Worked out.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't grow to really love the tenderloin.
It was. There's a lot of interesting folks, a lot of good food, and mm-hmm. a lot of interesting places, interesting alleys to walk down late at night.
The really tenderloin exciting. Is a district in San Francisco for those who think we're talking about a cut of meat.
It was also interesting, I think, being able to sort of mediate disagreements within the band. There have been other times where we've been in the studio and sort of have pretty vehement disagreements on how things should happen. And it was kind of nice to have somebody to bring it to and be like, what should we do? Who's not necessarily like who's right or who's wrong, but just sort of an outside perspective on things. And that sort of really helps keep morale up and keeps us from getting angry at each other when we don't agree with what's going on or what parts should be happening. And so that was really, really nice.
And one song he took in kind of a completely different direction, Someone to Stay, was more of just kind of a mellow folk love song, and now it's more of a driving indie rock type song.
Mm-hmm. What's the reception been like from fans? I know oftentimes you can go to a show and they're like, well, I mean, I like your old stuff. I don't want to hear the new stuff.
I haven't really heard much of that. Have you guys?
I've heard a
couple comments online, but anyone that's come to the show.
I've had multiple people at the show tell me that they listened to the record and they were like, okay, that's good. But then when they saw it performed live, they were like, oh, whoa, like, this is way better live than or not that it's better, but that they just like get the emotion behind the songs and they get the performance just adds like, you know, why we recorded it to it. And I've had multiple people on this tour tell me that. So that's great to hear, you know, and that they connect now a little better with the new stuff because of seeing us.
So up next for you guys is heading back home to LA, Clayton, you'll be back next month.
I will be. Yes, I'll be at the Power of Music Songwriters Festival in Bentonville.
And what will you be doing with that?
I'm just going to be singing by myself and playing a guitar, maybe a harmonica, which is something I don't do that often.
Playing by yourself?
Playing by myself, yeah.
Does it make you nervous?
No. Not at all. No, yeah, so that's coming up for me, and Jason is about to release EP
in about a month I'm going to be releasing some stuff on my own.
Yeah,
but
and Phil.
Oh yeah, I did a old time fiddle record, which is sort of some of it's super traditional, some of it's super untraditional. I turned a Ramones tune into a square dance tune. And,
oh my gosh!
Do a Thelonious Monk tune, sort of like a weird John Hartford fiddle solo thing, but that should be coming out hopefully the second half of this year on Big Ego Records, which is a buddy of mine's record label in Long Beach. So that's been kind of sitting around for a year or two, and when you're doing independent stuff, you never know when you're actually going to have the money to put anything
out.
So things have finally been materializing the last couple of weeks, actually, so hopefully that's going to happen at some point.
So lots of exciting projects coming up. How can people stay up with them as they continue to evolve?
We'll probably announce most of this stuff through our social media platforms whenever anything comes out. And, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the big ones. And we'll be releasing a new video very soon, like tomorrow.
So it'll be out by the time this.
So it'll be out by the time live. this is live. Yeah, but we've got a couple more videos coming down the pipeline that we share all that stuff through our Instagram and our Twitter and our Facebook, and we've also got a mailing list that goes out every now and then. Only when we release something new, though, we don't really like to spam people.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what's the main website where they can get to all these places?
Theshowponies.com.
Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by. Safe travels home.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, Antoinette.
Thanks for having us.
That was Clayton Chaney, Andy Carter, Jason Harris, Kevin Brown, and Phil Glenn, who together are the Show Ponies. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda earlier this week. More information about their new album, How It All Goes Down, is available at theshowponies.com. And before they headed back to the West Coast, the group played one more song for us from the new record.
This little ditty is called Sweetly. Thank you.
sweetly say.